Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons, here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. Guys, how's it going today?
We're doing great.
Doing well.
Yeah, good time. I mean, hey, this year is flying by, isn't it, kid?
Oh, certainly is. And now, one thing that is going on right now that we wanted to talk about was Viacom and American Express have started a new tool called Vantage Intent. And it's going to use data analysis from every single swipe of an Amex card, probably both online and in stores, in order to figure out where folks are buying stuff. They used to do this sort of thing by tracking commercials that folks watched and then seeing who actually wound up buying stuff. But now they're looking at more of an online presence and connecting social platforms with where people spend money.
Like targeted advertising on Facebook you're
exactly,
talking about.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and so this is extreme targeting advertising you're talking about with them using your swipes on your credit card to target ads to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. And I know you had said when I talked to you about this, they claim this is going to be anonymous, right?
They say it's going to be anonymous, but
it's always anonymous till it isn't, isn't it?
I mean, once you start talking about targeted advertising, the word target brings us back to when you were swiping cards at Target and Target lost all that information.
Credit card information. Yeah, I mean, this is scary when you think about it. You know, I see their concern that most American citizens, or citizens in general, are fast-forwarding through commercials. Myself, I DVR my favorite programs, and so I can watch an hour program in 30-some minutes, even faster if it's boring, because I fast-forward through that part, too. You know, and if it wasn't for the advertisers, we wouldn't have TV as we know it. Everything would be pay-per-view. But, gosh, how much do you pay for your cable bill already?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You know, we talk about people paying $200, $300 a month for cable. Well, then it's really not free after all, is it?
No, it's true.
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day. I don't use Hulu. I didn't really know what Hulu was, but evidently Hulu is a way to watch TV shows that have just been on the day after.
That's right.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Oh, it's
and it's
great.
A lot cheaper than cable.
And they'll have an agreement with one advertiser to have just one ad before each individual segment of a show. So you watch 30, maybe 45 seconds, and then you're right back to it.
So someone who, like me, doesn't really have time for live programming most of the time, but I'm paying for live programming on cable, I would probably save myself some money by getting rid of cable and going over to Hulu if I'm not concerned about watching it right when it's on and maybe watch it the next day or two afterwards.
Now, the interesting thing about Hulu is that it used to be completely free across the board. You just watch Hulu and you don't pay anything. And now,
well, Hulu couldn't stay in business that way, though.
Exactly, because they had the whole net neutrality thing that came up where all of the internet providers were saying, well, if we're dealing with the same sort of model that the television were dealing with, where we need this advertising model to pay for what we're providing for customers, then we need to start charging them more.
Well, Thomas, you'll see this too when you watch TV. It's called product placement. So during the sitcom you're watching, they might be drinking a soft drink and it might have a real name on it instead of just saying soft drink.
Or eating a cereal that you're familiar with from the grocery store.
And they pay to be on there. It's called product placement. It's like having a commercial inside the show. And wait, we have seen some of the car dealers now, car manufacturers have people have some of the actors advertising the car right during the show. So like, or the commercial, they'll have them driving the certain car that's featured in the show to begin with.
And as a consumer, I much prefer that. Me and my wife have been using Hulu for 5 to 7 years now. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that there are minimal ads and I can watch what I want when I want. It's definitely the direction the market's going.
So it's something to think about, Kit. I mean, you can't stop the advancement of advertisers, but this is worrisome to me that they are sharing credit card data.
Yes.
Because nothing really could come out with that. You know what's going to happen. It's going to get abused and something's going to happen wrong in the future.
That's right.
Well, we're watching out for you every single week. Make sure that you are keeping an eye on your financial situation. If you need any help, you can always get in contact with your local financial coach. The number to call is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. 1099, and we'll put you in contact with your local financial coach. Just give us a call, leave your name, your email, and where you are in the country, and we'll put you in contact with a financial coach in your area. Again, the number 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
This is Shannon Reeves, your mortgage angel. This week, let's talk about private mortgage insurance and what that means to you. If you're purchasing a home and you're planning to put down less than 20%, you are going to be required to pay private mortgage insurance. Now, what is private mortgage insurance? It reimburses your lender in the event you default on your home loan. You, the borrower, are responsible for paying these premiums. Most of the PMI policies will require that you pay this premium monthly. However, there are some options of paying the mortgage insurance with a large upfront payment at the consumption of the loan. Your PMI fees are going to vary depending on your down payment and your credit score. Your lender must automatically cancel your private mortgage insurance when your outstanding loan balance drops to 78% of the original home's value. You can speed up the cancellation of that mortgage insurance cancellation by keeping track of your payments. Once the loan balance reaches 80% of the home's original value, you can request cancellation of mortgage insurance. And this is Shannon Reeves, your mortgage angel.
And it's time for Words from the Past, where we find quotations from history, either distant history or maybe more recent, and see how it applies to the financial world today. The words from the past today come from Steve Martin, the Emmy-winning comedian and Grammy-winning musician. Steve said, "I love money. I love everything about it. I bought some pretty good stuff. Got me a $300 pair of socks, got a fur sink, an electric dog polisher, a gasoline-powered turtleneck sweater, and of course, I bought some dumb stuff too." So he's being a comedian here, obviously, but this comes up all the time. Folks go out and spend money, maybe not willy-nilly, but certainly on things that when they set down the list somewhere down the line of what they spent money on this month, some things sort of stick out as ridiculous in hindsight.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is. And Steve Martin, I thought he had passed away. I guess he hasn't passed away.
No, he's actually got a play on Broadway right now.
Well, good for Steve. I mean, he's been one of the funniest comedians ever. But,
exactly.
You know, money is funny. You know, the only people who say money isn't anything are the people who don't have any money.
That's true.
It doesn't buy happiness, but it can sure set you up to a good place. And we go through this every single day when we're talking to folks when they're getting close to retirement or in retirement. It's about what you're going to do with your money. Is your money going to get you down that path you thought it was going to get you to? Not to the destination. The destination is the final destination. We're not in any rush to get to the final destination.
Certainly not.
Life is a journey, isn't it, Thomas? And we want to make sure we have fun on the journey and using money the proper way, making sure your money's going to be there, steady and predictable, kind of income plans we put together. That's the most important thing about money to me, is making sure it's not going to go away when you need it the most.
That's right. It's very true. And maybe there would be some options for some of these dumb things like an electric dog polisher. I love that, as long as it fits into the budget.
But money, you know, money is not the end-all be-all, but having the right income plan gives people peace of mind. And that's what we specialize in a lot with our national coaches here financially, is getting people that proper income plan based on the money you've put aside now, and not having to play catch-up and not having to take extreme risk to get the income you deserve all the way through retirement. Kit, for the next 30 callers nationally, if they call, we will do a no-cost income plan for the listener if they call right now.
Well, the number is 800-604-1099. That's for the next 30 callers. Now, if you get a busy signal, give us a call back. We want to make sure everybody gets in if you have the opportunity. So make sure you give a call right now, 800-604-1099. Get that no-cost consultation. Get on the calendar today. We're looking out for you every single week here on the Financial Safari.